Ulu ngaba futhi asebesiculele nizwile bacule kamnandi kanjani lezi insizwa lezi ingakho.
Thank you very much to the brothers that have just sung for us, as we could hear for ourselves how wonderfully they sang.
Nkulunkulu zonke lezi insizwa ukwazile ukuyicosha endaweni ezihlukene wakwazi ukuyiletha kule ndawo yakasiza abantu esibusisa ukuthi zizohlanganyela la zithola usizo khona la.
God has gathered all these young men from various places, in various backgrounds, with various problems that they had in their lives, and he brought them here at this place, this blessed place, KwaSizaAbantu, that they can come and receive help.
Abaningi siphuma endaweni ezihlukene, asazani inqwaba yethu, siphuma abanye koKapa, indawo ngendawo, kodwa uNkulunkulu wakwazi ukusibutha ndawonye.
So many of us are coming from different provinces. Others come from Cape Town and many other various provinces in our country. And God has gathered us together here that we may find help and receive help. God is busy at work and is busy working in the lives of these young men.
Siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngomsebenzi wakhe, siyambonga futhi ngendawo yakasiza abantu ukuthi ayisebenzise ibe isandla sakhe sokuthi kusizwe insizwa ezifana nami ebese ihlule ngisho ijele ngisho abazali kodwa bakwazi abakasiza abantu ukusibekezelela bazosihlalisa kule ndawo yabo enhle nakangaka.
We like to thank God for giving us such an opportunity and also for the people of here at the mission for giving us and opening their arms for us that we could come here and receive help, like I am one of the young men who has been in a life that was built under addiction, but I came here and the Lord has helped me, and we would like to thank KwaSizaAbantu and everyone involved in this wonderful work for their help.
Ngeqiniso ababaningi abantu abangalandi igebengu abantu asebehlula umphakathi beze ubabeka endaweni yabo enhle kanje. Kodwa ngeqiniso abantu bala ekhaya uNkulunkulu uyabasiza balekelele ngokuthi bakwazi ukuthi besibekezelele.
It is the truth that it is not many people who can gather thieves and put them together in a place like this to find help, but we thank the Lord that he has helped this place KwaSizaAbantu, that it can invite us that we could come here and receive help.
Nizoyizwela nina umfowethu uQwabe ezofakaza la esho ukuthi uNkulunkulu umsize kuphi.
You will hear for yourselves one of our brothers who is going to testify for us and tell us where God has really helped him in his life.
Abanye abantu abakholwa ke mase sivela kubona ukuthi siphumaphi, siphuma kwiwungu uNkulunkulu wasisiza wasikhipha kulezo zinto, kube ngazuthi ngiyacabanga abanye bayitshethi mhlambe sithengiwe noma siyatshela ukuthi sithini. Abakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu engenza into ekanjalo, asusa umuntu emgaqweni, asusa umuntu akadefe ikweletu kodwa akwazi ukuthi amenze umuntu.
Others do not believe when we tell them of our past and where we come from. Others come from a life of addiction using heroin, and others even come from the streets. Some people even believe that we are bought to come here and testify these wonderful stories, but it is not true. These are stories, true life stories that had happened in the lives of these young men. Thank you.
Ngiyanibingelela egameni lenkosethu Jesu Ntambama.
I greet you this afternoon in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Igama lami nguNkululeko Qwabe, ngisuka eJozini.
That's his name and his surname. He comes from Jozini.
Ngizoba mfishane, ngizokuba mude, ningixolele nginomkhuhlane obungibambe kakhulu, kodwa ke ngomusa kaNkulunkulu sengithanda ukwelulama.
I'm going to be short. I'm not going to be long. Please bear with me. I have caught a flu, but by the Lord's grace, I'm okay now.
Ngizoqala lapha engiqala ukukhulela khona nokuqala kokuhlakanipha bathi kumesaba uNkulunkulu. Ngikhulele kwaNongoma. EJozini ngifike sengithe ukukhula khona.
So the beginning of wisdom is to fear the Lord. I was raised in KwaNongoma, but later on in my life I went on to go to Jozini.
Izinto ziqala ukonakala sengise high school, kodwa ngisakhula ngisemncane, ngisese primary, bengiyingane ehloniphayo, elalelayo nethumekayo.
So things started to go astray when I was in high school. But at my early years of my life, I was a child who was obedient and a child that listened to his parents.
Ngithema ngifika e-high school, ngadibana nabanye abafana ababe u-4, mina ngaba ngowesi-5 kubona. Bekuthi uma kuyi-Friday, sihlanganise, njalo from Monday to Friday, sihlanganisa imali esinikezwa yona emakhaya ukuthi sikwazi ukukhera, sithenge amagwinya. Lo mali yosibekele ukuthi ngolwesihlanu sizophuza ngayo utshwala.
So in high school, I joined 4 other friends that I got introduced to, and we had this friendship that during the week, the money that we get to carry at school, we would gather that money from Monday up until Friday. And on Friday, we would use that amount that we had for the whole week to consume alcohol.
Ngokuthi qala ingane umuntu oneminyaka engaphansi ka-18 ubungavumelekile ukwengena eTaveli. Sasithumela abadala kunathi sigumula amashethi swafaka egwameni.
Now, before, we were not allowed to enter into a tavern and buy alcohol for ourselves. So we would send elderly people to buy this alcohol for us. We would take away our shirts, school shirts, and put them in our bags so that we could disguise ourselves and not be seen that we are students.
Bazosithengela-ke utshwala, kwenzeka mhlawumbe kuphume ikesi nebhodlela, so 5, sizophuza lapho ukuze kube sebusuku. Ngoba mina bengiyingane ngazi kahle ukuthi umama nobaba bayashaya. Bengifika ebusuku endlini yami, ngifike ngingene ngingadli ngishukudla.
So we would buy alcohol, maybe a case and a bottle of vodka, and after that we would consume that, and then I would go at home at night, because I know exactly that if I was to go at home earlier and my parents would have seen me, I was going to get a hiding, because my parents were very strict.
Lokho-ke ngikwenze ngakwenza nabangani bami kwaze kwafika ebangeni leshumi lapha engingenzanga kahle khona. Angizange ngize ngiphase ngesimo sokuthi bengiyibona ukuthi ngihlakaniphile kanti angihlakaniphanga.
So I continued with this lifestyle of alcohol while I was still in high school, and I was not even able to complete my matric because all along I thought that I was clever than everyone else.
Kuthe ngo-2010 sasuka kwaNongoma. Ngiqeda isikole kwathi ngo-2003 sekwaNongoma. Ngasebenza kwenye indawo okuthiwa khona ise-Photo Fest kwaNongoma, ngishutha khona iy'thombe.
So I completed my studies, and then in 2003 I got a job where I was a photographer.
Lapho bese ngikwazi ukuyiphathela imali yami umama engasangishayela umthetho, sengibuya ngesikhathi engisithandayo.
So at that time, I could earn some money, and no one could tell me what to do. I would come back at home whenever I wanted to.
La besisebenzela khona, besisebenzela edrobheni. Amakamera, amafone bengakanti ngale ndlela esene-technology ngakhona. Besishutha iy'thombe, uthole ukuthi amantombazane vele ayakuthanda ukushutha.
So we would take these photos in town. This is where we worked, and we would take these photos and we would make money through these photos, and more especially the ladies like to take photos. They were our best customers.
Lapho ke bengiqala lapho bengizazi ukuthi ngiyazazi ukuthi angimuhle, angiphiwa ngobuhle obukahle, kodwa into ebengidla ngayo bengiba nesmile esikhulu.
So I know that I'm not good looking, but something that I could entice the young ladies with what was my smile.
Ngidlalile ngezingane zabantu zithunywe ezinye ngishela zingqoma. Umngane wami besidudana naye enendlu edrobheni eqashe edrobheni phakathi.
So I played around with the girls whom I was involved in relationships with, and one of my friends had a flat there in Durban.
Kuhambe kwahamba ngenza lo mdlalo lowo namantombazane utshwala amantombazane. Ngisigcina ekugcineni ngisuka kwaNongoma sekuneyngane eziwu-7.
So I continued playing this game with the young ladies, and I ended up having 7 children out of them.
Hayi ukuthi intombazane bengisuke ngiyithanda, uma ngikubukile ngakuthanda nje. Mhlawumbe ngitshengisa ungakhokhi, ngizokukhokhela, ngikunika isithombe sakho mahhala. Onginika inamba yakho, unginikeza inamba yakho. Ngiyazi ukuthi akuzukuphelela lapha enambeni. Khona okuzobakhangale kwenamba.
Not even because I loved that lady or girl, but just because I wanted something from that girl. I would even take a photo for that girl for free, just because I wanted the phone number for that girl that I could call her, knowing exactly that at the end of it all, I'm going to be the one who's going to win.
Uthola ukuthi kwesinye isikhathi ngizoyicela ngithi sisi sengiyibiza ngesithando sami ophele singiqomile ngithi awungikhapha sithi shwi endlini khona ngisakulandile.
Some other times I would even tell them and persuade them to come with me to the room, telling them that I want to go with you to fetch something in the room.
Masifika endlini ayikhona engikulandile ngizofika ngicingisa into engekho.
And when we arrive in the room, I know exactly there is nothing I'm there to fetch inside my room. I will act as if I'm looking for something, knowing exactly behind my mind what I want. That is why I am saying I ended up having 7 children from different girls being there in Gwanongoma.
Ngithese ngisukele sengisejozini ngo-2010 ngafika nakhona ngaqhuba impilo ebengiqhuba kodwa bese ngingasashuthi ithombe ngisemphakathini ngoba phela ngisanda kufika ngisakhamuza sifikayo osisibabuka lo bhuti nje ozothile kanti hayi ngoba ngizothile ngiyinqe elidla inyama kuphela.
So even in my arrival in Jozini, I carried on with that lifestyle of women, and because I was new, people saw me as someone that was polite and quiet, someone that was a nice person, not knowing that inside I was not that person.
Nakhona ngikwenzile konke lokho, ngilala namantombazane ngaze ngajwayelana namanye amantombazane abengomakhelwane wami asebenza kahle, asebenza kwahulumeni.
So I continued with that lifestyle, sleeping around with different girls. I ended up even befriending a group of girls that were working for the government.
Lapho bengilahleka ngolesihlanu ekhaya ngize ngibuye ngomsombuluko.
I would go from home on Fridays and come back on Monday.
Makuthiwa kuphela inyanga nje ekhaya bazukungazi bazoze bengazi mhlawumpe mase kushaya umhla ka 5 umhla ka 10.
And when it's end of the month at home, they would not know me. They would only see me after the end of the month, maybe on the 5th or on the 10th of the following month.
Nakhona lapho ngizalile ingane ezu 4 zigcine sezu 11 ingane.
And even there, cela silaleleni bantu abasha. And even there, I continued and I slept. I had another 4 children from different young ladies as well.
Lozo ngane ungatshela ukuthi ngikhuluma into eyiphutha. Umama uyazazi lozo ngane ngamehlo efika kuzona ezinye efika kuyena.
So
nami namhlanje nginamahloni ngazo.
So I ended up having 11 children, and if I can tell you that my mother knows each and every one of those children, as I'm standing here and speaking to you, I am ashamed of them.
Ifirstborn yami nje yenza umatric kulonyaka, ina 18 years.
My firstborn is 18 years old and is doing matric this year.
Ngalokho bengitshe nje ngihlakaniphile kanti angazi ukuthi ngilibele.
In that way, I thought in my mind that I was clever, not knowing that I am not.
Umama ke wangiyekelela ke kusathane ke ngaphuza utshwala nabangani bami ngingabuyi. Mangibuya ke ngelinye ilanga uthola ukuthi ngibuye ebusuku, mangifika ekhaya ngithola ukuthi kuphekwe into engayithandi. Ngizofika ngifike nomhlaphe nama ngabo 12 ngivula ifridge ngikhipha inyama.
So I continued with my lifestyle of alcohol, and my mother had given up on me and had led me to do whatever I pleased. And I would drink alcohol, and maybe in some other times I would come in the middle of the night, and if there is something cooked that I do not like, I would go into the fridge and take out meat from the fridge and do myself food.
Uthola ukuthi mhlawumbe ngizovele ngidle nje ophisa ba 5 ngedwa ethi yakhuluma umama ngithi awume kancane mangilambile futhi oqala ngihashukile kade ngiyophuza.
I would take 5 portions of meat inside the fridge, and if my mom tries to reprimand me, I would tell her to leave me alone. I'm just coming from drinking alcohol. I don't need her to tell me anything.
Masekufike mina ebusuku bazovuka beme ngenyawo ngoba yasekufika isidlamlilo la ekhaya sengiphethe ucele emba nesagile ngapha ngoba ngenza lento angifune umuntu ozongitshela ngoba ngiyenza lento ngoba ngihlose ukuthi ngifuna ukuyidlala inyama ngifuna umuntu ozongikhuza.
When I arrive at home, they will all be scared and afraid because I would come with different various weapons carrying them. And they wouldn't say anything because I would do these things knowing exactly that they feared me and I wanted to do them because I wanted to eat the meat from the fridge.
Go text and invoke in a mushroom to look like a bonka by Angshalaz, a gekofunugung peg, and a sense of being sense and eyes.
I would wake up in the morning with shame, and everyone wouldn't want to look at me in the eyes because of the things that I have done in the previous night.
Kona ngelinye ilanga lapho umamakazi akhipha khona elinye izwi ngomlomo wakhe athi ngane yami ngangcontwa uyafa ngikhale kwedlule ukuze ngiphumule nami kulento ongenza yona.
My mother even said some words that touched my heart one day when she said, "My child, it would have been better if you died and I would put you inside the grave than letting me live such a life that you because of your lifestyle."
Kunalokho esesholo magama akazange ngize ngehle ngalokho ngaqhubeka ngaya phambili nokwenza izinto engasiyo.
Instead of humbling myself when my mother said those words, I did not, but I carried on doing these things in my life.
Kuthe ngo-2016 ngangiphuza ethaveli ngangiholile kwenye inkontraka ngangisebenza kuyona ngaphuza kwaze kwashaya o-12 ebusuku.
So in 2016, while I was drinking in a certain tavern, after getting paid from a contractor that I was working for, I drank up until it was midnight.
At that
time, I was drinking alone. I did not want anyone to accompany me because my friends were not there. I knew exactly that they were getting paid at the end of the month. I remembered that I had a girlfriend who stayed in a certain place, and she was a scholar at a student, so I went to her. So they did not want to open for me, and at that time I went in through the window. So I fought with them and I beat them up severely. One of these girls tried to run away through the window and she got cut by the window glass on her knee and she went to hospital because of me.
Ngasuka lapho ebusuku sengibheke ekhaya ngithi ngiyahamba ngiye ekhaya. Lo muntu ebengakena ngisamthola ngubalekile.
So I went home because now I did not find the person I wanted to see. And on my way, I found a group of young men who beat me up severely. These men were also boyfriends of these girls. They beat me severely and I was unconscious. And they thought that I was dead, and they threw me into the bushes.
So
I woke up there and then, and it was about 1 a.m. in the morning, and I opened my eyes and thought to myself, "What am I doing here exactly?" And I sat down and I thought, "What exactly am I doing
here?"
So I remembered that I have a home, but what exactly put me here? So when I checked my cell phone in my pocket, it was no longer there, but the other one on my jacket was still there. So I took out that phone and the first person that I called was my mother. That is when I remembered her because now I was in a predicament. That is where I remembered my mother.
Ngamtshela ngathi mama angizazi ukuthi ngikuphi. Angizazi futhi ngifike kanjani. Ohlangothini lamlawe sokudla ngiphuke ubhambo. Akuvumi ngihambe.
So I told my mother, "I do not know where I am, and I do not know how I arrived here, But what I can tell you, Mom, is that I have broken a rib and I cannot even walk. I have already called a friend of mine who is a policeman to come and seek for me.
Usifiso Zondo wafona naye ngibuza ukuthi ngupi wathi ngizobona ngamalight ahlaza even ngikhuphuke ngize ngasemgwaqeni.
So my friend called me as well and he asked where I was and he said I will see the lights of the van at night and then I would have to walk towards those lights.
Nangempela ngakhuphuka wangithathwa ngise clinic.
So I went to him when I saw the lights and he took me to the clinic.
Mangifika clinic bangidlulisele esibhedlela.
And on my arrival to the clinic, they sent me to the hospital.
Mangifika esibhedlela ngaya kwi-X-ray ngathola ukuthi kuphuka ubhambo. Kanti laba lezi ingane abakade ngihlukumeza abanye obhuti abanye abajwayelane nazo bafonela omunye udokotela bathi angangenzi lutho akangiyeke yimina vele nginecala.
So I found out that I had broken my rib and one of these young men who were boyfriends to these girls told the doctor that he mustn't do anything to me because everything that has happened to me it is because of me. I deserved it.
Ngabuya ngenziwanga lutho esibhedlela ngabuyela ekhaya.
So I came from the hospital without being helped and receiving help and I went back home.
Afike ekhaya ngadla imhlabelo ngoba phela imithi yesiZulu bengiyazi ngadla imhlabelo ngaba right.
So I went home and I used umhlabelo which is a Zulu remedy or muti. I used it because I knew about these remedies because at home I was told about them.
Hayi ngasinda ngaqhubeka ngabuyela khona etshwaleni.
So I was relieved and I was healed and afterwards I went back to my alcohol.
Kuthe ngo-2017 unyaka oqala kwakuJanuwari ngathi mama ngisacela ukuya kwasiza abantu.
On the year 2017, January, the beginning of the year, I told my mother, please, Mama, I want to go to kwasiza abantu.
Umama ngalolo langa ngiqala ukusho lokho azange angiphendule watshela ukuthi ngiyadlala.
And when I told my mother, she did not believe me. She thought that I was lying. So days carried on and they passed. I was carrying on with this lifestyle of alcohol, but she never neglected me.
Kuthe kwamakhelwane ngokwakujuni kwakumhla ka 28 kwakumhla 29 kwakunomcimbi ubhuti wakho usebenza phesheya wayebuyile ezokwenza umcimbi ekhaya kubo.
So on the month of June, there was a ceremony at my neighbor. The brother of that household was a person who worked overseas, and so he made a ceremony there at his home.
Lapho ngaphuza kwaze kwasa ekuseni kwashaya o4.
So I drank alcohol at that home up until the morning at 4 a.m.
Basuka lapho ngahamba ngayolala ekhaya.
And afterwards, I went back home to sleep.
Mangisalele ekhaya kwangathi khona izwi elifika emadlebeni nami elithi kusuka namhlanje utshwala ugwayi ngeke uphinde ukuthinte ngomlomo wakho.
And as I was sleeping, it was as if I heard a voice speaking to me saying, from now onwards, alcohol and cigarettes you are never going to use, you are never going to put it in your mouth ever again.
Lapho zaseyisondele izinsuku zokuqala kwenkonzo zabasha la ekhaya ngoba kwakumhla ka 29 June.
And it was about to, the youth conference was about to start at that year.
Lapho into eyenzeka ngavuka ngabo 12 ngabuyela khona emcimbini ngageza ngabuyela khona.
What I did, I woke up at about 12 and I went back to that ceremony.
Angizange ngize ngiphuze, angizange ngize ngibheme, ngadla inyama kuphela.
I did not drink, I did not smoke, I only ate meat.
Baze bathi mhlawumbe kungenzeka utshwala buchithekele esikhunjeni ngathi mina hayi akunjalo angisabuthandi utshwala angisawufuni ugwayi.
They even said it might happen that the alcohol that you were drinking had poisoned you internally, but I told them no, it has not. I'm no longer drinking alcohol, I'm no longer smoking cigarettes.
Nangesonto futhi ngabuyela khona ngoba wehlaba inkomo ezithu lapho akazange futhi ngize ngiphuza azange ngize ngibheme.
Even on Sunday I went back to that house because this brother had slaughtered 2 cows. I did not drink, I did not smoke.
Ngavuka ekseni ngomsombuluko ngageza.
On Monday morning I woke up and I bathed.
balinda imonto esasizohamba ngayo nomama wamasuku wangale ngakithi eJozini sagibela saya eDrobheni sawulinda ibhasi eliza la ekhaya.
So we woke up and I went to wait for a car with Mama Masugu, and we waited for the car and it took us to Chozini, and from there we had to wait for a bus to bring us here.
Ngisese stopini ngasekhaya kunesitolo nje seduzane uyangihlebela uSathane uThawu awuthi ukubhema bhema nje kancane ngoba vele usuyagcina ukubhema ngathi mina no ngeke akusavumi lutho.
While I was waiting on the bus stop, the devil was whispering in my ears and saying, just take one more cigarette because you are no longer going to smoke. And I said to myself, no, I'm not going to do that because I've made this decision that I'm no longer going to smoke.
Yaqhamuka imonto egibela umama Masuku ngagibela sehle drobheni nakhona drobheni salinda ibhasi uyangihlebela uSathane uthi awubuke nje labo mama basemakethe na ugwayi thani ukubhemabhema nje kancane nje.
So the car arrived and we went to town with Mama Masugu, and along the way I could see people smoking, and this voice carried on whispering in my ears saying, look at these people, they are smoking. Aren't you going to take even one cigarette? And I said to myself, no, I'm not going to do it. Devil did not stop attacking me. He attacked me up until I arrived here at Kwasizabantu.
Ngithema ngifika la ekhaya nga attend inkonzo o lezi ebakhona njengalezi ekhona njengamanje 7 days.
So on my arrival at Kwasizabantu, I attended the 7 days youth conference, because at that time it was the youth conference.
Zaphela inkonzo ngase ngena ngaphansi komphakathi okhathazekile ngathatha u 21 days.
After the conference, I went to be a part of the SIPSA group, and I entered into the 21-day program.
Into eyangenza ngaba nesibindi sokumelana noSathane ngoba la ekhaya ngake ngafika ngo-2007, ngahamba ngo-2008.
What gave me the courage to face the devil is that I had come here at Kwasizabantu previously in 2007, and I had left in 2008.
Umthetho wala ekhaya ngangiwazi konke.
I knew what was expected of me, that everything I was taught here at Kwasizabantu.
Ngithe sengithathe ku 21 days waphela ngaphinde ngacela omunye u 21 days.
And after I had completed my program of 21 days, I asked and I pleaded for an extension of another 21 days.
Ngalomzuzu la ekhaya ngifika ngqoka u size 28 ebhlukweni, ngiyikhehla samfana.
And at that time, I was wearing size 28 trousers. And when you would look at me in the face, you would think I was an old person.
Emva kwalo 21 days wesibili, kwafika isinqumo sokuthi asambe siyolungisa ngasemakhaya, ngahamba ngaye ekhaya.
After the second 21 days, a decision came that an opportunity was granted to me that I should go and make right at home.
Ngafika ekhaya kosisi esasihlanganiswe yibo ngotshwala, ngafika ngaxolisa kubona nosisi engangijola nabo ngaxolisa kubona ngoba nganginikezwe izinsuku ezintathu kuphela.
So I went to my friends, the lady friends that I had that we were drinking together with, and also my girlfriends. I went back home to apologize to them. I was only given 3 days.
Ngabuya lapho ngabuya ngeza la ekhaya.
So I came back here at home.
Mangifika la ekhaya kwaphela cishe kwaphela 2 weeks waqala uNkulunkulu wathela ithelo kumina.
On my arrival back from home, I stayed almost 2 weeks here at Kwasizabantu, and then the Lord started to bear fruits in my life.
Ngazizwa sekuthiwa ake ngihambe ngiyosiza ngale emanzini.
So I got the call to go and help there at the factory at Akwena.
Umama akazange ngimtshele ngesikhathi ngisasiza, ngathula nje ngaze ngamtshela engibona sengifika nemali ngoJanuwari ngicela ukuya ekhaya.
So I did not tell my mother that I'm helping there. I just kept quiet up until I got enough money and I was given the opportunity to go back home. She just saw me carrying money and bringing her money at home.
Kunamhlanje ekhaya ngakhile ekhaya ngakhela umama indlu ngakhe yami indlu iphelile umama sengisibusiso kuyena inyembezi angangemkhalisa zona sezesuliwe ngami.
Now as I'm speaking to you, I've built a home, I've built a house for my mother and for myself. All the tears that my mother was weeping all this time now had become a blessing.
Abashana bami babengangihloniphi ngithi mangibathuma ugwa esitolo ubonthe abafuni. Namhlanje sengikhulu sengivele ngithi nje qhamukala angisabizi igama lo muntu ngivele ukuthi qhamukala besabele bobabili.
So my nephews that did not respect me previously, now I don't even need to say anything to them. Whenever I come, they just become excited and they do whatever I tell them to do.
Sengumalume kubashana bami ongaconsi phansi, kuma wami sengiyingane yakhe engaconsi phansi.
I'm an uncle now to my nephews. I'm also a child to my mother and they love me very much.
Nasemphakathini bayangithanda abanye, abanye banomona ukuthi gazi ezabe izingane njengoba ngayishiya etshwaleni mina usizo ngalitholaphi. Kodwa angifihli ukuthi usizo ngalitholaphi, ngeke ngibatshele ukuthi lapho engasizakala khona izandla ivuliwe.
And even in my community they are happy and some others are not happy because they ask themselves, how come I found help but the people that I was doing all these things with are still continuing in that life? But I do not keep quiet about where I received help. I tell them where I received help. And the arms are open if those children want to come and find the help I received. You cannot take a horse and make it drink water. You wouldn't pass that. Now I'll just speak as a parent.
Ngizobhekisa ezinsizweni zomphakathi,
especially to the young men.
Bafowethu, engizokusho kunina, ngicela nikulalele nikuzwe kahle.
What I'm going to say to you, brothers, I would like you to listen to it clearly.
Bafowethu, uNkulunkulu njengoba eze wakususa ngakini wazokufikisa la, unenjongo ngawe.
Because God has brought you here, He's got a purpose for your life.
Awuzibuze ukuthi njengoba ula phekwazo zonke izinto ezenzakalayo eminyango uzizwa ngozizwile wena ngabe ukuphi.
Ask God, as you are here and things that are happening outside the world, things that are transpiring, if you are also outside by now, where would you have been?
Awukuthathe lokhu nathi sakuthatha singabafowethu. Ukufaka enhlizweni yakho ubone ukuthi ngekeni ugcina nawe ngakini usuthandeka njengoba ukade usulahliwe ugcine nawe usuthandwa umphakathi wangakini.
So take this example and use it in your life. As you know that you were a person that was an outcast in your family, but that could change and the Lord can change that and you can become a person that is loved in your family.
Sonke bafethu sifike la singazi lutho kodwa o aunty no baba basifundisa indlela yokuhamba enokuphila okuhle.
So we came here not knowing anything, but the aunties and the babas here taught us and they guided us how to walk in the right path.
Ngizobonga u aunty omkhulu no baba uStekeni ukuthi behlangane bevule le lo yini inhlangano yomphakathi okhathazekile ukuthi sikwazi ukusizakala ngoba ngabe kangisekho emhlabeni ubani kuthiwa azange ngize ngifike la endukufa kwase kusenyaweni zabo.
So I would like to thank Antomkhulu and Reverend Stegen for allowing us to receive help here because I do not know where I should be by now. Maybe I would have been dead by now.
Owona esazi usuke sona sekuphindaphindekile akanakuthethelelwa ngisho ezulwini.
So the person who sins while he knows that what he is doing is sin is not going to receive forgiveness.
Njengoba ningibona ngilapha mngwenu hayi ngoba ngihlakaniphile kodwa ngavuma ukuthi ngilimele emoyeni.
As I am here it is not because I'm clever but it is because I accepted that in my spirit I was broken.
Umzimba lo muhle ngugqokisile walandela ngemuva.
So this body that you are seeing now followed.
Ngiyabonga uNkulunkulu abe nani.
Thank you, may God be with you. Thank you very much to our brother.
Siyabonga futhi ngonkulunkulu ngemvuselelo yakhe ayehlisa kamaphumulo ngo 1966.
We are also grateful to God for his revival that he brought down to kwamaphumulo in 1966.
Ukube kwangayena uNkulunkulu noma ukuba imvuselelo ayehlanga, mhlambe ngabe mina nawe asikho la futhi ngabe mina nawe akukho esikwaziyo ngendaba kaNkulunkulu.
If it was not God and if it was not he who brought down this revival, maybe you and I wouldn't be here. We wouldn't even know about the ways of God.
Udumo namandla sinika uNkulunkulu lonke.
The glory and the power we give unto God.
Nizwile ukuthi akusiyi ungaphela egqilaza abantu notshwala buyinkinga.
As we have heard, it is not only heroin that is problematic in the lives of young people, also alcohol.
Wena uyitshela ukuthi usadla utshwala awuyibhemi lezi zinto ukhomba abanye abadle ezinye idakamizwa. Uyizwele na ukuthi okusho ukuthi uhamba eceleni awukho endaweni kaNkulunkulu uma ukuthi wena ucasha ngokuthi udla utshwala. So uza kuJesu nalokho utshwala buyisono uNkulunkulu.
So if you think that alcohol is better and you tell yourselves that I am better because I'm using alcohol, I'm not using heroin and other major drugs, you are wrong. As we have heard today, that alcohol also can damage one's life. So you must come to the Lord and the Lord might help you.
Empeleni nje ngakusho ukugcwala umlomo noma abanye bengevume umuntu odliwunga noma odlutshwala bayafana maphara wonke lawo.
Let me tell you the truth. A person who uses heroin and a person who uses alcohol, they are the same. They are all addicts.
Manje okusho ukuthi sonke kumele size uNkulunkulu akwazi ukuthi asilekelele.
In other words, we must all come to the Lord so we might receive help.
Ngoba sengike ngayibona lento, abaningi banakho ukubuza omunye nje wangibuza ngithi akeze la. Wathi ngizokwenzani ngoba akayiboni yena ngoba edla utshwala nogwayi nensango ukuthi usenkingeni. Ubone ngazuthi abantu abanenkingi labo abadla iwunga kanti naye usenkingeni.
Because someone once asked me, when I asked him to come here, he said, what must I go there for? Because many people do not see themselves having a problem by consuming and using alcohol. They think that they are better off, but they do not know that they are also a part of this. They are also addicts.
Sengizodedela uAuntie Alfreda kuyena uzosiqhubekela nohlelo.
So we'll call upon Auntie Alfreda to carry on with the program for us.
Bafowethu, bosis, uzani sisondeleni uNkulunkulu uyena uzokwazi ukuthi asisize enkingeni zethu zonke.
Brothers and sisters, come, let us come close to the Lord. He is going to help us in all our predicaments.